the Rise Up See Red podcast, all about the Arizona Cardinals and the NFL, featuring insider and outsider perspectives. Enjoy the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. Now here are your hosts, Jess Root and Seth Cox.
Hello, Arizona Cardinals fans, and welcome to the latest edition of the Rise Up See Red podcast, best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. This is episode 423. In our schedule reaction show, the NFL and the Arizona Cardinals released their schedule Thursday evening. We now know the whole full slate of games and all that fun stuff. I'm Jess Root from CardsWire.com, the USA Today NFL wire site, with Seth Cox, RevengeOfTheBirds.com's site editor for SB Nation's Arizona Cardinals site. He's also one of the hosts of the original Draft Breakdown podcast. And Seth, you know, we have a schedule. And as we expected, the Cardinals were not given much heed. What is good for the Cardinals was not considered much for this season, it appears.
No, and I mean, we brought it up on the show a little bit. I asked you if you thought that they would, and in the end, we were right. Or I was right, I guess, that the NFL just doesn't care. And unfortunately, I'm not surprised.
And that's a more tough to do it on this show, recording on the Thursday night. So we're just a few hours out of the release of the schedule. We're going to run down the schedule, compare it to our mock schedule, our predictions that we did the other night in our last show. And then we'll talk about what surprises us, what doesn't surprise us, and what do we like and not like. So let's go ahead and get started looking at what the schedule actually is. The Cardinals do start on the road, which we both predicted would happen. They do start on the road. They do end at home, but it isn't an AFC opponent. So they start, in fact, the first three games are against NFC East opponents. So they start out week one on the road against the Washington Commanders. Week two, they will have their home opener against the New York Giants. Week three, they host the Dallas Cowboys. And then they go on 3 out of 4 on the road against the NFC West. Week four, they will be at San Francisco. Week five, they will be at home against the Bengals. Week six, on the road against the Rams. Week seven, on the road against the Seahawks. Week eight, they are at home against the Baltimore Ravens. Week 9, they are on the road against the Browns. Week 10, at home against the Falcons. Week 11, on the road against the Texans. Week 12, at home against the Rams. Then December hits. We're going to have some cold weather games, guys. Week 13, they are at Pittsburgh. Week 14, the last week that the NFL gives bye weeks. The Cardinals have their bye. Latest week, the last time they had a bye this late was 1991, y'all, back in the 1900s. Then week 15 at home against the San Francisco 49ers. Christmas Eve, they are on the road against the Chicago Bears. New Year's Eve, on the road against the Philadelphia Eagles. And wrap up the season in week 18, hosting the Seattle Seahawks for the second year in a row. Now, if we look at what we predicted, Seth, it was, you know, I mean, I had 2 perfectly right. You had 1.5. I had the Cardinals playing on the road against the Rams in week 6. They do play in week 6 at the Rams. You had them on the road against the Seahawks, and you had them at home against the Seahawks in week 7. They do play the Seahawks, but in Seattle. I had them playing the Ravens at home in week 8 when they do. And you had them playing on the road in Cleveland, which they do in week 9. So I officially have 2 correctly picked games, and you have 2 correctly picked opponents, but kind of like a 1.5 set. Could we have viably predicted anything different?
No, I think we did a great job. I mean, to get basically 4 combined right is impressive in and of itself. When you look at, you know, the variation in how we were hopeful that they weren't going to punish the Arizona Cardinals, and then they basically did. So, you know, you look at it, we did a nice job of being, I feel like, realistic and trying to set things up and get, like I said, getting 4 out of 17 is honestly not bad. I know, you know, if this is baseball, we're home run hitters. We're not hitting singles.
Yeah, and if we're looking at the schedule, kind of one of the things we talked about in our last show was, you know, the games that we want to get those out of the way. Honestly, if you look at the first four games, three of them are against playoff teams from last year. And then you've got the Cowboys. They're expected to be good. The Giants, I don't know what we can expect from the Giants this year. It's, you know, but they face San Francisco on the road. So in that first four games, in fact, if we look at it, if Kyler Murray misses the first half of the season, then he misses all the division road games, which might have been losses anyway. I don't know. You wish that Kyler were playing against Washington. You wish Kyler were playing against the Rams this season.
Honestly, you wish he was playing at least the first three games, because it would just do a little more for this team.
Yeah.
Chances to win, but, you know, and we'll see what ends up happening.
This will be Colt McCoy's return to Washington and playing the Giants, which were his two last teams, right? So right. he gets to do the Drew Stanton thing, if he's healthy to start the season, because last year he wasn't. You know, during practice he strained his calf and missed the first 4 weeks. So yeah, all that fun stuff. All right, coming up next on the Rise Up Sea Red Podcast, best of Cardinals talk on the web. Yeah, this is a short episode. We won't go too long with this. Coming up next, let's talk about the surprises from the schedule. That's coming up next on Rise Up Sea Red. Back on the Rise of Sea Red Podcast, Mr. of Cardinals Talk on the web. Let's go through kind of what kind of surprises us and what doesn't surprise us. We talked a little bit about that. Let's start out. What was completely unsurprising about the schedule to you?
Unsurprising to me was that, you know, this team was going to end. They got Seattle or somebody at home, right? Like, that was, we knew it was going to be an NFC West team. We were very locked in on that. Outside of that, I'm actually very surprised with how a lot of the schedule unfolded, just because I figured, and I know they're not a good team, a prime team or anything like that, but I really did figure that the NFL would want to try and get the East Coast teams that the Cardinals play, you know, in October and even earlier, you know, with September with the Giants. I figured they'd want to get them back here in the winter months. So it was odd to see that. But just that kind of that last, what is it, 6 weeks where they play the NFC West three times. I think we were expecting to see that again, right?
Yeah.
Not get them all out of the way by week 9 and then not play them again until week 18. Outside of that, I we'll talk about surprises in a second, but I am a little surprised how they divvied up the division games too.
That was kind of interesting. I was not surprised. I was hopeful they would get a prime. I wasn't. I don't think anyone was surprised get a prime time game.
That's why I didn't even mention it, because I was like, well, that happened.
right. And we were hopeful. I mean, we figured that maybe they would. And when Peter King wrote about it earlier in the week, I guess we should have taken it, because even when they're saying that there are certain reporters and even people here locally and in the Phoenix area where they say this could happen, it usually means that they know it's going to happen but didn't get it sourced well enough, or didn't get the consent of whoever they saw to say this absolutely is going to happen. So I'm hearing this, or this could happen. It's kind of like the scenario when DeAndre, for me at least, when DeAndre Hopkins was traded to the Cardinals, I had heard the night before that something was going down. And so I wrote a what if type of article that morning, I scheduled for that morning that made me look like Nostradamus because I was actually operating under a little bit of information that I got from someone who got information from someone, and so I posed it as a question, what if, based on a couple of scenarios that were out there. And so, yeah, Peter King suggested that teams like the Texans and the Cardinals could go get left off the Thursday night schedule, and guess what? They were left off the Thursday night and all the primetime schedule, and honestly, I'll say this, for the work side of me, I don't mind that at all. Because primetime games like Monday night games, Thursday night games, those are long days. And then Sunday, same thing with Sundays. So we get to pay attention to the Cardinals just on Sundays, either Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon, which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah. And there's not a ton. I mean, they have, I think, what, five this year? One, two, three, four. Yeah. Five. Early games, which I honestly, with all of the games back east, I actually thought every single one would be an early game, and it wasn't. So was it
just the Bears surprise game? Because as I was going through, Bears game that is, yeah, got bumped forward, not. which that not a bad thing to, and like one of their East Coast games, one of their cold weather. I guess they're not East Coast. Chicago's Midwest.
Yeah, but it's still one of their back, different time zone games.
Right, so it's a different time zone game, but they get to play in the late time slot, which they're used to playing themselves.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. But, I mean, outside of that, it was a lot of surprises in this one. And, again, for us to get four right, a little pat on the back for ourselves, but this schedule is bizarre, to say the least, I would say.
It is interesting. We knew they were going to be on the road in week 17, but that's just being smart, because we know that's Fiesta Bowl weekend. Well, and the fact that we now know, so they didn't get a Christmas game, so after 2 years in a row of playing on Christmas, they're going to just play an afternoon Christmas Eve game, which actually kind of convenient. It doesn't get in the way of anything, because and never mind, they're even on the road both of those games, so
yeah,
nothing at home is interfered with, either Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. Good job NFL for taking care of those riders, like taking care of those non-traveling riders, because we don't go to road games.
Yeah, and I do think, real quick, to mention, the Cardinals aren't the only team that don't have a primetime game. Houston, Atlanta, and Indy did not as well.
Oh,
and
then, all the bad teams. Crazy.
And then Washington only got one. And I did, obviously I didn't pay attention to their games. But
who's excited for a Sam Howell or Jacoby Brissett? Who's excited for Tony Jacoby Brissett? I'm not. Whoa! That
Colt right, McCoy. Exactly. Sam Howell or Jacoby Brissett, like battle for the ages.
Week one, Colt McCoy or David Blau versus Jacoby Brissett or Sam Howell. This is going to be so exciting. Week one, I can't wait to see the coverage map for that. Where it is the coverage map for that game?
It's going to be a very small portion.
It's
of
just
DC.
Arizona.
It's not even going to be Maryland. It's just going to be a very small portion of DC.
Will it even go into Virginia?
No. but yeah. So you look at it. I mean, and you see that this is a team. These are teams. These are franchises. And by the way, the Commanders game is a Thursday night game. That's their prime time against the Bears, by the way. So doggy. Like, they didn't even get a prime time game over, something fun. Like, it's an October 5th, week 5, Thursday night football game.
What has happened to Washington? Cause I know there's still a whole bunch of Washington fans out there, but in terms of draw, you think of the NFC East and you're like, oh, Washington, and they're one of the more
iconic, recognizable teams. Yeah,
right. But yeah, oh my gosh, it's all sort of things. Anything that did surprise you?
Yeah, I mean, there's a long list, but we'll run through them quick. I think the first big surprise again was all the East Coast teams coming in early. I mean, New York, Cincy, Baltimore, all before November is a baffling decision to me, because it doesn't benefit either side, really. You know, New York could have a dome game, you know, again, New York, Cincy, and Baltimore could all have dome game, a dome road game later in the season. So, I mean, think about it. If you literally just flip Pittsburgh and Philly with, you know, Cincy and Baltimore, does any, I mean, obviously you'd have to reshuffle, but like, would anybody really care? No, but like having those games set up that way, again, as you mentioned, potentially pre-Kyler, you know, before, you know, 10-8 maybe, that sucks. And then the final five games of the season, three of them, and I, you know, obviously the bye week we'll talk about, but the final five games of the season, three of them being back east games, pits at Pittsburgh, at Chicago, at Philadelphia. It's just, I mean, it's legitimately a terrible portion of the schedule
it really is. But in fairness, teams like them, they play half their games at home anyway, so they were going to have cold weather games anyway, and someone was going to have to play
right.
And so they're like, all right, Cardinals. They're like, they when you put the priorities up there, all of them or the Cardinals get down to the bottom. It's going to be an interesting year. The weird thing for me at the beginning was three NFC, like Cardinals used to be in the NFC East. I mean, some of y'all are old enough to remember that, because it was, what was it, 2002 when they realigned. And before that, they were part of the NFC East. Doesn't it, like, you look, they're at Washington against the Giants, against Dallas. That's really weird to have, like, other than your division games kind of bunched together. It's really weird to see any portion of their schedule of their opponents bunched together like that.
Right, it is.
And then, well, I don't think it's a surprise, but I'm not surprised that they're bunched together with they had the three division road games in 4 weeks. That doesn't surprise me about having three division games in 4 weeks, but have all three of their first, all of their first three division games on the road. The league is doing the Cardinals no favor to, like, try and get them out, like, not in a big hole. Because, yeah, that's we could be looking at going through the first seven games, like a 1-6 team that are 0-3 in the division. Gig.
Yeah, I mean, what is this? They're trying to help the Cardinals tank?
I don't know. Or maybe they're setting it up so that Kyler can drum up some excitement, right? So they can go from bad to promising after Kyler's return.
That's gotta be the hope.
But, and then, oh my gosh, the bye week, week 14.
Man, I just don't understand the schedule. This is almost like, let me throw this conspiracy theory out there to you.
We love conspiracy theory. For the podcast, conspiracy theories are great because they're not in print.
Do you think this is like the NFL being like, all right, we're not going to come down on you for the tampering. We're not going to come down on you for the reporting on the cell phone things, but here's your 2023 schedule. Enjoy it.
That's a great, I didn't think of that until as you started talking. Like, oh yeah, the Cardinals are, you know, dealing with this whatever, you know, toxic workplace, these accusations Mike McDonough's like, you know, let's just make life difficult for you. And then if you overcome it, good job.
Yeah, and there's also rumors that Goodell's done after this year. Is that, I read that somewhere.
Had not heard that. I mean, that's not something I picked up on. I will say this. The week 14 bye, there that week in December, you with kids as well, that's not a bad weekend to have a weekend off. Right, no, they're right. They did it right at the end of the first semester of school. I'm like, that's kind of when you need a breath anyway.
Oh, okay, that's what it was. That he's not going to get another extension, so he'll be done after 2027.
Oh,
so okay, because I was curious, like the whole thing. I mean, again, conspiracy theory, but like, you look at it. You know, they open up. They play, you know, 8 games. They never have, I mean, outside of the first two, or their first two home games, they don't have any back-to-back home games all season, which is odd. That's not a very common thing. But they have, you know, they've got 2 sets of back-to-back road games, and then, like I said, the late bye week, like all of this is just, it just seems like this is, I mean, they have to play every team. We knew who was home,
right,
who was away,
right,
like all of that. But it just seems like the way they set it up, it just was like an extra level of punishment that you know,
and,
like.
And they do have a tough schedule, honestly. Like if you look at they who have, they face a bunch of teams who were in the post. And like, they, just the fact of the team that the, both the Seahawks and the 49ers made the playoffs last year, that means you've got 4 games against playoff teams, but then you also have, yeah, it's a tough schedule.
They have the 12th hardest schedule in the NFL, the hardest in the NFC West by, you know, a comfortable margin. The Rams are 15th, the Seahawks 16th, and the 49ers are 23rd.
That's what and happens just, when you play, and that's an interesting thing how that goes is that's because they played the Cardinals twice last year, and the Rams twice last year.
I was gonna say Cardinals and Rams, yeah.
And so when you got 2 terrible teams in your division, it makes your schedule the next year look a little bit lighter, and then you don't have to play yourself the first place team while you're playing first place teams in the other divisions. You don't have to play yourself, which is why like the Cardinals and the Rams have a bad strength of schedule because, you know, they have to face the division champion twice.
Right. And I mean, you look at it, the Cardinals got probably the toughest division in football in the AFC North. That didn't help. You know, that's a really, really difficult division. And then they got the NFC East, who's also one of the best divisions in football. So like it just ended up being a year where it fell. And obviously the 49ers and Seahawks and the Rams obviously as well, but the 49ers Seahawks have to play, you know, the AFC North and the NFC East as well, but they're not bad. Like you said, so all of a sudden playing 2 playoff teams from your own division and then 6 to 7 playoff teams from other divisions from the year before makes it a lot more difficult.
It's kind of anything else that we like and don't like about the schedule. Like it's a schedule to me. There's nothing about it that I'm like, ooh, I didn't expect them to open at home.
How do you feel? I mean, again, this is like more personal, but how do you feel about them getting the 2:25 slot Christmas Eve instead of the early game? Because that's the one.
Yeah, that's like, the one that doesn't make sense. But, you know, I don't mind it, especially, you know, sometimes they do that with the.
I just got to figure out
with the Midwest because they're only an hour ahead. So right. rather than starting at 1 p.m. their time, or I guess it would be. I guess it's still a 3.5-hour difference, but. Especially since it's a cold weather game, like it potentially that is in the warmest part of the day, I guess. I don't know. Let me think. Would there be a reason for that other than. Yeah,
just
I don't know.
Just to screw with people's Christmas Eve.
Well, the good thing is, though, in terms of what we do is that for me, because I'm at home games, is that playing a 2:30 game. I could be done with what I need to be doing at, you know, 6:30. If it's at the stadium, then I'm not getting home till 8:30. And so that's not too bad.
But yeah, I mean, we just knew this was going to be a rough schedule to begin with. kind of sucks that they didn't get any back-to-back home games outside of the first two.
I didn't realize. That's interesting how that. Now, part of that is because they do have 9 road games this year as opposed
to. Right, and that makes sense. You know, it's just interesting that, like, again, why not flop? And I know it's not ideal, but why not flop the San Francisco and Eagles game? I know they can't week 17, but, you know, just something like that. Like, or even the Bears 49ers game, so they don't have, you know, 2 sets of back-to-back road trips. Like, there were things that they could have done.
And it's, you know, how the Cardinals a couple of times have asked to have, you know, East Coast road trips back when they have to travel across the country, that they would stay out there. They weren't going to do that weekend because it's Christmas Eve. And so they'll fly home.
Right. They'll fly home immediately. The players be with their families.
Right.
So, like, that's what I mean. It just seemed like, again, conspiracy theory, it just seemed a little bit like it was a little more.
it was a little like, bit punitive for the nonsense they've been dealing with.
Yeah. Just something stupid. But it also kind of makes sense when you think about it that way.
Yeah. Other than that, I look at the schedule and I think, it's fine. It's kind of fine.
I mean, we knew who they were going to play.
We knew who were going to play. It was just a matter of when they play them, what time slot do they get prime time. They don't have to get prime time. And I guess it's possible late in the season they could get flexed, but I don't think, based on the schedule that they had over the last several games, it seems highly unlikely that any of those games.
I was going to say, you know, we didn't have that schedule to talk about, but really the only 2, obviously outside of the week 18 where we don't have a date and time yet, the only 2 that could make sense, and this is rude to say to the Bears coming from a Cardinals fan, you know, when they picked third we picked third and they picked first, but the only 2 that you could really see that would make sense would be San Francisco or Philly getting flexed if the Cardinals are in the running, assuming that those teams, you know, are as good as everybody assumes they are.
Yeah, but, I mean, the fact that we're even bouncing around the idea. We're hoping that they play promising the second half of the season because, like, I don't even want to do game-by-game predictions yet. Maybe we'll do that next show where we can talk a little bit about rookies and just initial things. If we look at the original line,
well, it's
of
almost impossible. Right. I mean, it's just almost impossible at this point because
that too.
We legitimately have no idea. Like, even going into the Washington game, like, it makes sense that the Commanders are, depending on the site, 3.5, 4.5 point favors. It makes sense because you're looking at their roster, their overall roster construction, saying this roster is better constructed than Arizona, but if Kyler Murray plays, you're like, well, that could outweigh because he's better than Sam Howell or Jacoby Brissett, doesn't matter who's their quarterback. So, like, things like that. So you can't even, like, we can make a prediction, but it's going to be like everything, especially the first, like, 6 games, we're going to be like, if Kyler plays, we can predict this. But if it's Colt or David or Clayton, it's this, you know, and that's what makes this season especially hard apart from the difficult schedule.
Absolutely. We'll go ahead and wrap up this edition of the Rise Up Syrup podcast. Mr. Ricardo's talking about this is episode 423. We'll be back again next week. Maybe doing predictions, maybe talking rookie camp, maybe doing something else. I don't know. We'll figure something out then. That's Seth Cox. I'm Jess Root. Thanks for listening to the second show of the week. We'll be back again soon.
Thanks for listening to the latest edition of the Rise Up C-Red podcast. Listen to previous episodes and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Audioboom, or many other podcast platforms so shows are delivered directly to your mobile device. Please give the show a 5-star rating and always support the sponsors who support the show. We'll be back soon for the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. Rise Up Red Sea, Be Red C-Red, and of course, Rise Up C-Red.
Whoa!